too were part of a lovely tradition, because Amersham was a borough, as you probably know, and we returned two members to Parliament until we were disfranchised under the parliamentary reform at the early part of the last century. But we have had a borough till the 14th century, and then it had fallen away. And then John Hampden, of course, who only lived over the hill, and a man called Hakeville, William Hakeville, they worked to revive that charter that gave us the borough, and they succeeded. And I think it was in 1624 that William Hakeville was returned with one other as the member, one of the members for Amersham. So we always returned two members. Of course, mostly they were drakes, as you may well imagine. But the custom that J.K. Fowler writes about in his Echoes of Old Buckinghamshire is beautiful, because the two members, the two successful members, used to come back, and outside the market hall there was a rough-hewn stone, and they would melt that stone to get into their carriage when they were taken all round the town to the cheering populace or otherwise. And then all the eligible females had gathered in the inn, and the two members would go inside and kiss each one amid great sort of protestations, etc. Meanwhile, all the eligible males had queued up outside, and the minute the two members came out, they rushed in, and there were even louder shrieks and protestations. Okay. So that was one of the happier customs that went with our borough.